Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about benefits of a forest management plan. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. John, forestry is a huge thing here in Mississippi. What is a forest management plan?
Yes, Amy, forestry is a major driver of our economy. Forest landowners may have ideas of what they want to do on their property, but rarely put those thoughts on paper. This can lead to management which may be haphazard and prone to costly mistakes. There is little consideration for planning your activities with regard to the tax consequences of timber harvests. Other family members, too, may often have no idea about how to manage the property. So having a written management plan for your forest helps define what you want to do and how to get there.
What should be in a forest management plan?
A plan should list the owner names first and then have a legal description of the property. And what most people want to have in a plan is a map, which will show different types of timber, roads, and trails accessing the stand, water features. A map is a scale picture, so you can measure on the map and know what that means in distances on the ground. You should state your objectives, that is, what you want the forest to do for you. Then, a professional forester can then develop a schedule of activities, which are steps to take in order to accomplish your objectives.
Are there any other benefits of having a forest management plan?
Very much so. A forest plan is like having a business plan. It's essential for proving your profit motive to the IRS. It's necessary for participating in federal or state cost-share programs. And it plays a key part in forest certification systems, such as membership in the American Tree Farm System.
Why is establishing a profit motive so important?
The IRS has different ownership categories, each with different tax rules. A person can operate a forest property as a business, investment, or a hobby. And there is also a fourth category of timber ownership for farmers. Generally, the IRS provide more favorable tax treatment to those ownership categories directed toward making a profit. In fact, your first objective to list in a written plan should be to make money from the forest. I would advise avoiding hobby ownership because this has the least favorable tax treatment. Finally, a plan can prove a profit motive even when you've just planted a new forest. Through a financial analysis, a forester can do one to estimate your potential costs and revenues, thereby demonstrating your profit motives.
Okay, and what are cost share programs?
These are government programs that financially assist landowners in managing their timber. Both the state and federal governments recognize that forestry is a private capital-intensive enterprise, but also provides public benefits. So these programs assist landowners with the cost of forest establishment, vegetation control, wildlife habitat, or eradicating invasive plant species. Landowners should contact the Mississippi Forestry Commission or the Natural Resource Conservation Service office to enroll.
And what is a forest certification?
Many forest product retailers must show their shareholders that they buy wood from landowners practicing sustainable forest management. And this is proven with a written management plan because a third party can check that plan against what's happening in the field. The American Tree Farm System is a private certification for family forests. It provides a free inspection to qualified private forest owners.
And how can landowners obtain a forest management plan?
The Mississippi Forestry Commission has the Mississippi Forest Stewardship Program, for which they will write a forest management plan. Landowners must own between 10 and 250 acres of forest and have multiple objectives. Consulting foresters are also available to write a plan, and you can visit the website for registered foresters at www.cfr.mssstate.edu. If you have any questions, call your local extension office or me at 662-566-8013.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.